This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's find out what's happening with your San Diego Padres.
That's a fair ball. Call fair over the bag at first base.
It's time to go inside the clubhouse on Friar Friday. Right here on Gwynn and Chris. On your home of the Padres. 97.3 The Fan.
Gwynn and Chris and the debut of our Friar Fridays, and batting leadoff for us in this segment is Padres first baseman Eric Hosmer. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's just get this out of the way the same way you guys want to get this losing streak out of the way. As a veteran, how do you deal with a little four-game slide? How do you, or do you even talk to the younger players about how to maybe get out of this a little bit?
This is something that over the course of the year, this stuff's going to happen. You have to, I think really we've done a good job of taking each series by each series. And, the last one against Colorado was a quick two-game one and tried turning the page. But dropped the first one here against Cincinnati, but we have, three more games in this series. So I think we salvage this one tonight, even it out, and then, try and win the series from here on out.
Eric, describe a little bit about the mental warfare that goes on, right? It's early, we're not even through April yet. And for guys who may have gotten off to a slow start, talk about that, because it's not just as simple as, you're not getting hits. Some guys are hitting balls hard and they're not getting any love for it. Talk a little bit about what's going on mentally when you're trying to get through those type of days.
Yeah, I think, the more and more, the more years you have in, I think you try and understand, you just want that feeling as a hitter. You want that feel of, I can kind of manipulate the barrel right now and hit the ball where I want to hit the ball. And, I think if you have that, then you trust that the results will be there. I think it's harder for younger guys as well because, you want to get out to a good start. You want to look on the scoreboard and see the numbers that, you want to have up there. But you just have to trust your plan. You have to trust your routine and trust that if you have that feel and if you can, be consistent with your approach, that the numbers will be there at the end of the year.
Eric Hosmer joins us, SDCCU Fan Hotline, our Friar Friday interview from the Padre dugout here at Petco Park. First of all, it was great that you came to the Padres, and everybody was so excited to have you in San Diego. Now that Machado has come here, these kids have come up, there's another round of excitement with this team. How happy are you with the decision you made last year?
Oh, big time. It's been exciting times here. The energy's it's definitely shifting in the right direction, and you can feel it here. You can feel it. You see the young core group of guys that are here already. You see the guys that are going to take over and eventually lead this team to the promised land on where we all want to go. And it's been fun, especially when you break spring training with the guys that truly deserve to make the team, the best players, and you see the moves that ownership made, not only in free agency, but calling some of these younger guys up as well. It's just motivating to play, and it's motivating to be on a team that's doing everything they can to try and win.
Now, Eric, you've had almost a month with the two new faces, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. What kind of impact have you seen having those two guys in the lineup every day and on the field every day?
It's been huge. I mean, those guys are game-changing players on both of the diamond, offensively and defensively. You've already seen them flashing the leather. You've already seen them having big hits. And I think that's one of the key things, so far in the beginning of the season is as an offense and as a whole in general, we haven't really been firing on all cylinders, but have really bared down in some key moments, gotten some big hits, and answered some big innings when, our bullpen, who's lights out a couple times during the road trip, gave up a lead. We did a good job of answering the next inning and getting back the lead and just doing good things that, winning teams do. And then when we get to the point where we're fine on all cylinders, it should be fun to watch.
All right, part of Friars Friday is that we get to ask you a couple of fun things, or at least that's my rule. I was reading somewhere that you were interested in baseball at a very young age, took it up at 5, 6, 7 years old, And it said on your Wikipedia page, so tell me it's wrong if it is, that you owned a Tony Gwynn T-ball hitting machine when you were a kid. Is that true?
Yeah, the solo hitter.
My God.
Junior and I have talked about that plenty.
Okay, you had one then. All right.
I wore it out. I did.
That's cool. Now, what was that? I mean, what you just – the.
It was like a – It's kind of hard to explain. It's like a little mount with a net on it, and there's a string with the ball.
Oh, okay.
And you're supposed to hit it, and it comes back. But Haas and his brother got so good at it, they would actually pull the ball back and fire it at each other like it was a real pitch.
It was a pitch coming in. Yeah, the solo hitter can't beat it, man. That thing lasted me for like 6-7 years, too. It was amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. Eric, when it comes to this young core that's here, and I know you're a veteran, but – in my mind, you're still a pretty young player in this league. What are some of the challenges when you have such a young team and you're trying to, you know, progress pretty quickly in order to be a team that's competing for a playoff spot?
You know, I don't think it's – I think it's just something that, you know, you got to voice stuff out a little more, especially, you know, kind of like we're doing now. We're going through a little rough patch, and you just continue to let the guys know, you know, keep plugging away. This stuff happens throughout the course of the season, and it happens through every team. You know, we're not the only team that's going to drop four straight throughout the year. So the good teams find ways to respond to situations like this. So usually when you're in a clubhouse with guys that have been around a little more, it's stuff you don't really have to talk about. You just know you got to get it done. And here I think it's something that you just let these guys know. You know, other teams are going through this same thing, but the good teams are the ones that find a way out of this as quick as possible.
Okay. What's the favorite piece of hardware you have? And I'm not counting your World Series ring. You get, because I would assume that would be on top. But you got your four gold gloves. You got your third in the Rookie of the Year balloting. You got your Silver Slugger Award. You got All-Star Game MVP. He's got a hell of a resume, this guy, Eric Hosmer. I don't know if you guys are aware of all that. But what's your favorite of those?
The All-Star Game MVP was really special. Huh. You know, it was really cool. You know, being in a clubhouse was such a great town. Mm. It was Big Poppy's last year, and you know, I think it was one of those moments where you just kind of look around on the baseball field and you embrace the talent and the guys around you, and you embrace you know, where you are in that specific moment. And it was here in San Diego. It was a day game. It was just a beautiful setting, and it was just kind of one of those moments where I really just soaked in the whole experience and. Was just really proud of myself for being able to be you know, an all-star with those guys and eventually be the MVP of that game.
It's nice to know that these guys are in awe of how good these guys are,
right?
Like we are sometimes.
That's how good this league is.
Exactly. Eric, thanks so much for kicking off our Friar Fridays. Enjoyed the visit, and let's get this thing rolling right away again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.